Hello, my name is Josh Deaton. I'm both an alumnus and current engineering PhD student at Wright State University, and I'm also a former intern from the SOCHI Student Research Program. The title of my talk today is Life as an Air Force Research Intern, and basically I just want to reflect on some of my personal experiences working in the Air Force Research Lab at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, both as a student researcher and as an engineering intern. With this, I hope to tell you about some of the technical work I was a part of, my experiences working with the researchers and other students within AFRL, and also tell you about how my experiences from all this prepared me for what came next in my technical career path. So for 3 of the 4 years I was studying for my bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering at Wright State University, from 2006 to late 2009, I was also working in the Air Force Research Laboratory's Materials and Manufacturing Directorate as a research intern. The way this worked out for me was that while I was attending classes during the academic quarter at WSU, I worked between 12 and 20 hours a week depending on my course load, and during summer and winter breaks, I would work full-time in AFRL. Specifically, there I was working with the Materials Test and Evaluation Team in a Mechanical Test and Materials Evaluation Lab. In short, basically what goes on in this lab is the study and analysis of materials, mechanical components, or test specimens that are subjected to loading and environments that are meant to replicate those experienced in an engineered system, like a car or some sort of machine or an airplane, for example. To accomplish this in the lab, there are many different types of equipment, for example, hydraulic test systems that can exert forces on an object, and furnaces that can heat up a component to very high temperature to study the effects of that environment. To really sum it all up, what a mechanical testing lab really is a very controlled environment in which we can systematically break things to see how they behave and ultimately to see how they fail. So one of the most important lessons I took away from all my time working in the lab really came from just its sole purpose, and that was that in engineering, especially in mechanical design engineering, it's not really all that important to understand how something works or how something you're designing is going to work. It's much more important to understand why it's going to break and how it's going to fail. To be a little more specific about this, one of the most interesting projects I was a part of during my time as a research intern was the evaluation of a bonded patch repair that was used on the C-141 aircraft, which is an older Air Force cargo type of plane. So just for some quick background, in the early 1990s, some structural cracks were identified at various locations on the wings all across the C-141 fleet. A repair for these cracks was developed in the Materials Directorate that consisted of a boron patch that was bonded or basically kind of glued onto the wings in these locations to restore the structural integrity around those cracked areas. At the time, this repair was really important because it was a very efficient method that allowed for the aircraft to be fixed without a large amount of downtime. So basically the planes flew with this repair until the last C-141 aircraft was retired in 2006. This gave the opportunity to study the effectiveness of these patched repairs over the entire life of the aircraft and all of the exposure to the environment, the rain, the sun, the temperature changes, and the repeated flight loads that they were subjected to. So the research group I was a part of actually received sections from the decommissioned C-141 wings, and test specimens surrounding the repaired sections were cut out, and we set up tests to basically study the effectiveness of these repairs and how they held up over 10 years of use. Throughout these tests, we used a state-of-the-art mechanical testing and data acquisition setup to take strain measurements optically with cameras. This is something that in itself is a very new technology and a lot of people are interested in. This allowed us to study the actual loading paths as we started to pull on a specimen and see exactly how that bonded repair patch was helping to carry the load around the crack, and then ultimately see how the patch began to fail and delaminate from the underlying part as more loading was applied. So during this whole process, my responsibilities involved working with the principal engineer and the technicians in the lab to set up and actually perform the testing. This involved setting up the data acquisition system, the testing machine, and all the required instrumentation on the test specimens. So once the testing was completed, I was also involved in studying the data we had collected and analyzing the results to actually see what happened and then reduce that data to develop a final report. So at the conclusion of all of our work, it was determined that the bonded patches performed very well over their entire operational life. In fact, some of the repairs that were completed a decade earlier out on the flight line were actually still just as strong as some baseline repairs that we did in a very controlled lab environment for comparison. So this result was a big deal because that meant that similar repair techniques could be applied to current aircraft that might be having similar issues. And this is very important to the Air Force right now because it's very vested in increasing the operational life and the sustainability of its current aircraft, and it's typically a lot cheaper to repair a component on an airplane than it is to replace it with a new part or, in the worst case, a whole new airplane. So being the type of engineering person I am, who likes working on real problems with new and innovative technology, projects like that one were a huge part of the student research experience for me, because there was always something new, always something exciting, and always something interesting going on. You can see that just in this one project, I was working to help address an Air Force need, I was working with new data acquisition systems, and I was just learning a lot of new things along the way. In addition to this project, I worked on several others where I was exposed to all sorts of things like new materials concepts, like advanced composites or materials for extremely high temperature environments, like inside a jet engine, and also extremely low temperature environments like in outer space, and new coatings for aircraft parts that might be exposed to high salt and high humidity environments like you might find on an aircraft carrier. So all along the way, the experience of working with and testing all of these new technologies that were being developed to solve real-world engineering problems was really great for me. It was also interesting to learn about all the parts of the research process that is involved with the evaluation and the benchmarking of these new technologies to really put a value on them to use in the future. And personally for me, it helped give me a much better appreciation of the place that both research and testing have in the engineering world. So on another more personal level, I also think that my experiences working as an engineering and research intern while going to school really helped me finish my mechanical engineering degree. I think that anyone who has been through it will agree with me when I say that getting through engineering school is very challenging. And at some point during those four or five years, you really sit back and you ask yourself if it's really all worth it. I know for me, I had several of those times I thought about switching my major to something else. But working as a research intern kept me interested in engineering every day and gave me a lot of those what I would like to call, you know, aha moments that I think I needed to get through it. There were so many times when we'd be covering a topic in a mechanical engineering class, and sometime during the next week at work, I would see the exact same thing the professor was talking about actually happen in a lab test. And, you know, all of a sudden it was just, aha, I get it now. And it gave me a much more practical understanding of a lot of the different mechanical engineering topics we covered. In other cases, I would be having one of those days where the homework and the exams and the projects are really just starting to pile up, and in my head I'm questioning why I'm doing this and putting myself through it. And I go into work, and I get to work on a project that's really interesting on something new. And kind of, again, it's just, aha, this stuff really is interesting. This is why I'm doing all of it, and this whole engineering and research thing is really what I want to make a career out of. So earlier I mentioned some of my actual responsibilities as an intern around the lab, but I will say that I didn't get the chance to be so active from day one. But this was actually another really great part of the student research intern experience for me. My duties in the lab started out pretty low because, to be honest, there's not a lot from a technical standpoint that someone who just finished their freshman year of engineering school can do right away. So for the first few weeks, I did some kind of menial jobs like polishing up a metallic specimen to basically a mirror-like shine so you can see a crack growing along the side of it when you put some forces on it. But over the first few months, as I worked alongside the technicians and the engineers in the lab, I started to pick up on how things worked and started to understand the different tests and how to operate the different equipment, and my responsibilities started to grow. This was enabled mainly because the researchers and the engineers and the technicians in our group were always completely willing to help me out. Looking back, I really do feel like these people took pride in training me and teaching me all of these new things. I mean, the collective experience of the team I was working with was hundreds of years in both engineering and mechanical testing, so I really did have the chance to learn from world-class people in their field. In addition, after I proved myself a little bit, my bosses and the others working in the lab always had the confidence in me to let my responsibilities grow from just polishing specimens and measuring dimensions to first performing tests on my own, collecting and reducing test data, designing custom test fixtures, and eventually to more or less running small engineering and test programs on my own from start to finish. So this also gave me some really excellent opportunities to work with other students and gain some other very cool experiences. After I had been working for about a year and a half, our lab hired another research intern, and for his first several months on the job, he was assigned to work with me to basically learn about the lab and how things were done. And it was really cool to show someone else how to do a particular job and kind of pass on the knowledge and pass on my knowledge and the things that I knew. In fact, I think it gave me a little glimpse of why the engineers and the technicians always took the time to help me out. So all in all, the expert engineers and the technicians I worked with in the materials test and evaluation team really gave me both the support and the opportunity to go from that freshman kid who really knew nothing about working in a research setting to someone who was very competent with most of the things in our lab and could really work as an integral part of an engineering team and contribute to the research goals. I think this is one of the experiences that will help me most in the future, because now engineering and research at any level is really a team effort with a very collaborative working environment. And to be completely honest, it was also one of my most favorite things about the intern experience, because everyone I worked with was simply really great. And I think this is true across a lot of parts of AFRL. Talking with a lot of my friends who are also Air Force research interns, I've heard similar experiences. So it's pretty easy to see that a lot of the people involved in the whole Air Force research process are really passionate about not just what they do, but also in helping to develop young engineering talent and help pass on their knowledge to those who might eventually be in their shoes. So finally, for the last few minutes, I'd like to talk about how my collective experiences working as an Air Force intern really helped me for what came next. As I said at the beginning of my talk, I'm currently working on a PhD in engineering at Wright State. Specifically, I work in the Ohio Center of Excellence for Product Reliability and Optimization at Wright State, or as some might know it, CPRO. What we do in our center is the computational modeling of mechanical systems, structural components for design and manufacturing processes. So you can kind of see that I stepped from one side of engineering throughout my internship, and that being the physical testing side, over to a more computational side where things are more design-oriented. And like I mentioned earlier, when you're looking at some engineered system or some new component, it's not nearly as important to know how exactly it will work as it is to know how it will fail. And this is very, very important for the type of work I do now. My actual PhD research topic is focused on developing new design methods for aircraft structural components that are subjected to extremely high temperature environments, like, for example, what is caused by jet engine exhaust. This high temperature environment has a lot of negative effects on the structural performance of a particular component, because most aerospace materials tend to become weaker and more compliant as you heat them up. And they also undergo what's known as thermal expansion, which can create extra forces that complicate the design. Now, it's one thing to see all of these effects in a computational model you've created or in a simulation on the computer screen, but you really get a whole new level of understanding when you see these things happen in real life. When we're working with computational design, we don't usually have the luxury of seeing the actual real-life behavior of a particular part, and oftentimes when we're using these computational tools, we're really trying to prevent actually having to build a prototype to test, because it's usually very costly. But what we can do is draw on our engineering intuition and our engineering experiences, because many times similar engineered things behave in similar ways. This is where, now sitting on the computational side of engineering, I'm really lucky to have worked as an Air Force intern in a mechanical testing facility. During my 3 years as an intern, I was part of many different programs that allowed me to gain a very good practical understanding of mechanical engineering systems. When you get to see how so many different parts respond to different loading and different thermal environments, for example, and what effect this has on the actual materials and the real structures, you can extend this knowledge over to the design side of things. And that's what I'm really doing with my current graduate research. I'm basically standing on the very solid foundation that my time working as an Air Force intern gave me, and extending all of the practical knowledge of the behavior of mechanical systems and materials that I gained throughout my intern experience into my PhD research, where I'm working on new engineering design methods. So in conclusion, I'd just like to thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed my talk and maybe learned a little something about what it means to be an Air Force intern. So thanks.